As we enter into this new year, we are to be motivated to not only grow in our faith, but to truly be dedicated to our Lord and to be used by God to serve out His will. And this is a daily challenge that we as Christians face. But as we're going through a new year, maybe it's something that you can renew in your faith. And as we answer God's call, are we answering the call to not only live it, but to preach His gospel, to share His truth? And it's a place that I myself can feel like as if I fall short, because God provides us limitless opportunities to share His word and to live it out and to show it to others. God calls us to be active members in the body of Christ. As we know, there are, as we've read already in our bulletin of the positions that are available, this is just one way in which we can be active and serve. And it should be done willingly and not grudgingly like a chore, but joyfully, because we are counted worthy to take up that position, and it's a blessing when we follow after it. Also, we should be willing to support the missionaries in and out of this church. We're standing for God's truth and sharing it, because in a sense you are a part of that mission as well when you support them. And we'll be hearing from Steve this morning of the work that is being done in Ukraine through their faithful service and faithful call or answer to God's call. And when we support our brothers and sisters in Christ in leading others to salvation through Jesus our Lord, we are a part of that as well. Paul wrote in Romans 10 of the gospel of the gospel being offered to the Jews. And after he, as part of it, he gives a very simple and concise message of salvation. In verse 13, we read of Romans 10, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It's a belief in your heart, and to know it is truth. And then Paul goes on to encourage his fellow believers to be active in preaching and sharing and enabling the gospel to go out. And so that's where I would like to pick up, is in Romans 10, verses 14 to the end, verse 21. Romans 10, verse 14. "Who then shall they call on him, or how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people." Paul begins here by giving a very clear and, you could say, linear process to bringing a soul to the saving knowledge of salvation through Jesus. And that soul will not be saved if they know not who to believe in. And they will not know who to believe in unless they hear about that person. And they won't hear about that person unless someone goes out to preach about that person. And that they won't go out and preach unless someone sends them. And so it's a process, and we know that that person, that someone, is Jesus. And so Jesus is throughout that whole process. And I kind of think of it as almost like a triangle, with the base being the broadest line, obviously, And that would be of the supporters, those who are prayerfully and physically and financially supporting the next level, which would be the ministries and the missionaries or mission groups. And then those are comprised of individual missionaries and servants. And those are the ones that are often going out to touch these individual souls. And so one soul is directly touched by a few, but indirectly touched by many. And throughout this process, Christ has to be the center. He has to be the force and the truth that is being preached about. And so many, we know that the Bible says that there are many needed to plant and some need to water, but it's God that will give the increase. And Paul goes on to quote Isaiah 52, verse 7, and saying, "Beautiful are the feet that preach the gospel. It is a blessing to tell others of God's truth and how to be saved through his grace that he offers. And it's a reward in heaven for those who are not ashamed of the gospel. Likewise, we as servants of God who come humbly and willingly to be used of the Lord according to his will and according to the gifts that he gives us, we receive a blessing of inheritance above. And we have to truly be motivated and focused on Jesus by praying, reading his word daily, and actively choosing to live for Christ. When the church stops preaching the word of God, naturally people will stop hearing the word of God, and thus they'll stop knowing the truth of God's word and believing in it. Which is exactly what Paul goes on to explain of what happened with his fellow brothers, the Jewish people, in the past. God sent them prophets, such as Isaiah and Moses, first to preach the truth of the Lord and how to live and serve according to that truth. And when they disregarded the word and went their own way, God pronounced to them that he would choose unto him a people that knew him not. Speaking of the Gentile nations, he would do this for two reasons. First, to bring all peoples into his family fold by providing salvation to all who would believe and trust in Jesus. But secondly, to provoke the Jews to jealousy, because Gentiles were now serving and had even a relationship with the Lord God, something that many Jewish people didn't have. And through this provoking to jealousy, some would and are being saved. And I like the words that Paul uses in verse 20 when quoting the prophecy of Isaiah 65, verse 1. He says, "I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me." The word manifest can be used figuratively in that God giving proofs of his saving grace. And this is manifested, revealing himself through his proofs. But it can be literal, as we know it was through the body of Christ, through Jesus, who is literally revealed, God in the flesh to man. In these few verses, we begin to see the salvation plan God has for all his creation, for all his people, Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, and that he never gives up on his people. For he still has and is working out his redemptive plan for Israel and for all people. Verse 21 speaks of God's amazing patience and how in that he says, "All day long he has stretched out his hands to a disobedient and gainsaying people." Now, have you ever had to teach someone something that where they just refuse to want to learn? I'm sure many of you have had experiences such as that. It's not easy, and it truly can test your patience. I remember teaching English in Korea. There was, for the most part, the students were very good, and they were interested and engaged, even if they didn't like English. But there was always one or two people, or one or two students, that just absolutely refused to learn, and they just didn't enjoy it, and there wasn't anything I was going to really do to change that. And worse yet is that on occasion they would cause a disruption in the class and disturb the learning of others. So now not only were they refusing to learn, but they were causing others not to learn. And anger will only correct the situation for a very temporary time. It will not be a permanent fix. They would soon learn that my anger wasn't lasting and that it would result the same way, and it would kind of wear on them, and then they knew that they could get away with it. So you had to come up with a little bit more creative ways, and sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But we know that God had a creative way in provoking the Jews. See, in the Old Testament, we read of how they constantly were in faith, and then they fell out of faith, and God had to correct them in his anger and brought them back into faith. And it repeats itself over and over and over again. But in this, God is a creative being. That is partly why, that is the reason we are creative, is because he gives us that gift of creativity. And so he created a way to provoke Jews to jealousy, by jealousy, through our faith in the Lord, in the Lord God, and to bring them into salvation. And without the whole word of God as our foundation, we run the risk of becoming like so many churches around the world, who have, especially here in the West, who have turned away from the word, and whose main concern is to promote social well-being and not the eternal well-being. And in verse 21, we see the patience of God. For he says, "All day long I have stretched forth my hands." He never is willing to give up. He is wanting all to come to that redemptive salvation that he offers, to be redeemed from their sins. So in this new year, may we be looking to the eternal by growing in our faith, by reading his word and praying for each other, by trusting in Jesus and telling of his salvation plan. May the Lord bless you all, now and always.